You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and I'm talking to John today. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hi there. Now, it's really nice the fact that I've actually met you before, so I can put a face to the voice, as it were, and you've met me, so that's all really good. You are the front guy for Absolute Bowie, and I have seen you a year ago in Hawley, and you're back at the Harlequin in Redhill. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, we love doing theatre gigs. It's really great. I mean, it's almost like people are sitting watching a film, really, because you can see
yes.
the look on their faces when they're sitting down and, like, capture, you know, the look in their eyes. And you can get the sense that they've been there before, and it's just it's great to see the look on their faces and, you know, feel their adulation afterwards.
Yeah.
Whereas when you've got, like, a live gig, can really only see sort of like the front two or three rows because they're all sort of jumping around and standing in
yeah.
front of each other. But in a theatre gig, you can really sort of like, you know, it's quite intimate. You can see everyone and their reactions. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite far-reaching.
Yeah, that's something that hadn't occurred to me before ever, but that's because I've not been up on stage and sung. But yeah, of course, we're all in nice little rows and you can see us all. And yeah, that's good. So
that's
as well
yeah,
as us
you can
seeing
see
you.
Their souls.
Is right. that what you like to do? Have a good old look around while you're performing? Oh, right, okay. Ah, that's a new angle. That really is. Yeah, I thoroughly recommend it because this guy, you sound and you look just like the guy himself. I asked you before the interview how it came about. I'm going to ask you again, because you weren't really a major Bowie fan, but you were an impersonator as such.
That's right, yeah. I was impersonating sort of all middle-of-the-road 70s rock bands, and I could basically imitate any sort of male singer. But my forte was Robert Plant, because I used to love Led Zeppelin. Well, I still do, but...
So do I. In Through the Outdoor. Oh, talking
yeah.
about... Yeah. That's lovely.
And I learned 40 songs, you know, and we were going to go out and play it all and that, but it all sort of fell apart. And I just wondered, what shall I do now? And I saw an advert in the Friday Edible Places for a Bowie singer audition. And I went, well, I thought to myself, I'll share his birthday, you know, so why not go for it? Because Bowie must be quite easy. But I got a bit of a shock because... you know, to imitate his voice, you have to go through the years with his songs, and you end up having to use about four or five different voices throughout the night. So
yeah,
bend your voice quite a lot, and it's not as easy as I thought in the first place. So Robert Plant's a little bit easier than Bowie.
I think you do it brilliantly. That is kind of weird that you share his birthday. It was the 8th of January, so that's a bit of a funny one. And I know during the gig, you change your outfits the worst. You start off with a Ziggy Star, and then you end up in your lovely silver suit. Is the silver suit coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll be coming out tomorrow. I've got about five different costumes on.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow night. A surprise one at the beginning. So, yeah, we've got a really good show tomorrow, and the guys have all got new costumes, so when the lights hit them, you'll see a bit of twinkle. Definitely an eye-catching show, and we've got some really good songs as well tomorrow. Songs that aren't really, I mean, obviously we have to play sort of the mainstream songs and the commercial set, but it's good sometimes to turn on people to sort of new stuff by Bowie. So we've got a couple of beautiful songs tomorrow. So we have to see if we can get people along, because I'm not going to spoil the surprise for the people who are coming, but yeah, if we can get some more people to come along, it'd be great.
I know, I can so wholeheartedly recommend it, really, really. Do you think the resurgence of Bowie just not that long ago with his Where Are We Now, everything has helped you as well?
Yeah, I think there's been the general interest has become more. I mean, I've done a few interviews. I was on Newsnight on BBC One.
Okay.
Yeah, not long ago, that was quite interesting, and I did a mock take of Life on Mars because of Bowie's comment about Scotland. The script writers rewrote the song, a verse in the chorus, and it was like, Fife on Mars, don't put Fife on.
Oh, right, yeah.
You can have a look at that on the internet if you want to.
I know, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, he thought he'd make that comment, didn't he? When was it Kate Moss collected the award?
Yeah, Don't Leave Us.
Scotland, that's right, yeah.
And it caused a big furore, and the next day they called me, I had Channel 5 on one phone and BBC on the other.
Right.
And I went with the BBC in the end, because I did something with Channel 5 last time when he released the album.
Oh, okay.
The resurgence has caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah, well, no, that's all good, isn't it? So you're just working your way up to Suzy Radio. You know, you have to get through the BBC and Channel 5 and Newsnight, and then aspire to it, you know. So, look, you've made it really now. Sussex and Surrey.
If now, after Suzy Radio, I don't know.
You might as well just give up, really. I mean, you know, the dizzy heights of that, and then, yeah, where do you go from there? It's all done.
Boom. Yeah. I could quote some Oscar Wilde, but I won't.
You do whatever you like, it's fine.
One of my favourite Oscar Wilde.
Go on.
Is, fame is but a mask that only ruins the face.
Oh, that's good, I like that.
There you go.
That's deep. Yeah, something to ponder. Just going to as well mention your website, absolutebowie.net, because that's got all your gig lists on, which is quite a hectic schedule for you. You're endorsed by Woody Woodmansey, who was the drummer, wasn't he? So.
That's right, yeah, he's one of our personal friends, and he uses our studio sometimes for rehearsals. And, there's a picture of him on there playing my guitar on the front page of the website, absolutebowie.net, and a little quote that he's written down. He's like endorsed us, and he said, we're the closest to the real thing you get, and if you want to relive your past gigs that you went to with Bowie, come along and see us.
Yeah,
so that's really great of him to do that. And I think we'll be doing a few more things with Woody soon, because he's around, and he's doing a bit of Bowie here, there and everywhere around a few pubs.
Cool.
But we want to get him on stage with us one day, maybe.
That would be good. You've got to get some photos of that. That would be really great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just speaking to you. Your voice even sounds like Bowie. It's probably because you've been doing it so often.
I think so, maybe. I don't notice it myself, but yeah. I have been told that.
It is true. It is very true. So, yeah, so you're off on tour this year at the O2 venues in November, and then Holland in December.
Yes, that's right. We're going over the pond, yeah. So to speak, to near towards Christmas in December, that'd be really good fun, really really good fun, and really looking forward to that to see what sort of reaction we get there.
Yeah,
but we've always been looking to try and get to Europe, especially Germany. So if there's any German agents out there listening, get in touch with Absolute Bow. We'd love to go out and play.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to speak to me, and I'm sure it's going to be great down at Red Hill. I should try and make it. Yeah, thanks very much for having the chat.
Yeah, see if you can make it along. It'd be brilliant to see you again, and maybe get another picture and get
updated picture. Thank you.
Chrissy, thank you.